What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Firing Off with Fito. I'm actually driving on my way to pick up my son, Caleb, from school. Followed by getting him back home, getting him all fed and ready for soccer practice. Because he has another tournament, which him and his team will actually be participating in this weekend. It's the Food City Annual Mundialito, and it's pretty exciting, man. They actually just got done playing a tournament this past weekend. It was the Papa John's Schools Out tournament, and his team actually ended up taking the whole tournament for their age bracket, which was awesome, man. An awesome accomplishment for him and his teammates. They actually played a whole year up. And we're still actually able to dominate their bracket and come out on top, man. So it was definitely a very exciting weekend for all parties involved, at least on the winning side. And I must say that as a father, I was very, very proud of my son. And I mean, that's a given, right? I think all parents, especially here at a young age, they always feel a sense of pride or proudness for their kids when they're seeing them accomplish certain things, whether if it's academics, athletics, or just household, you know, regular things around the house. But one thing in specific that I was extremely proud of my son for was the way he demonstrated his leadership. You know, he's been selected as the captain for his team every game all season long since he joined this team, right? And that's just a testament to him and his hard work, how he steps up as a leader every day in practice and during games. And you know, it makes me proud because I have many, many conversations with my son when it comes to leadership and you know, leading by example. And how he shows up to his games and his attitude to the games, how it reflects on the rest of his teammates and how they respond and how they're going to play with him and the effort that they're going to put into the game. And just kind of helping him be aware at a young age. He's only 9 years old, turning 10 in July, but at such a young age, to see him grasp these concepts is just a beautiful thing. And one game in specific that I want to point out was the very first game of that Papa John's tournament. So, again, like every other trip to his games, you know, we're talking, we're listening to music, pumping him up, you know, and getting him ready to go. And we had that conversation about, you know, making sure his attitude, his motives are in the right place so he can help his teammates and his team, you know, accomplish a win in their first game. And just kind of telling them, man, even if you didn't have that captain's band on, you don't need to have the title to be a leader, you know, to act as a leader, to help others, to guide people, to, you know, like just that in general. And I'm sorry, man, I'm proud of this kid. I'm super, super proud of this kid. I wish I could have been him at 9 years old, man, and just to see his capacity and how he's able to take this stuff in and put it to work at such a young age. That's just a beautiful thing. So anyways, game starts, and kid's working his butt off, man. He's hustling up and down the field, putting in work, you know, on offense and defense. He plays on the mid, in the middle of the field, you know, left mid. So he's constantly running up and down the field, helping, going to attack on offense and help running back down and helping on defense, helping recover the ball and all that. And about 5 to 7 minutes into that first half, the other team scores. So they go up 1-0. And right away, the first thing Caleb does is pick up the ball and pick up his teammates. Let's go, guys. We got a lot of time. Let's go. Pick up your heads. Pick up your heads. Let's go. We're okay. We're okay. Man, that was great. Man, I loved it. I mean, you can already imagine I was smiling ear to ear, listening and watching this kid. And I'm that dad that's literally standing on the sideline recording the games, you know. And during these moments, I actually zoomed in and would catch him, you know, in the act, per se. So they start fighting back, and Caleb's running the ball up the side of the field, creates enough space for him to let off a shot, and boom, shoots the ball, gets it into the back of the net. Tie game, 1-1. And so right away, you see the momentum switch.
There you go.
Thank you. Sorry, handing the sign over to pick this kid up. But anyways, you see the momentum shift, and again, let's go, guys, let's go. And I forgot to mention that first time, once the other team scored and Caleb started to pump his teammates up, another one of his teammates, Ramiro, he actually proceeded to do the same thing. He started to, you know, pump his teammates up, which I know for Caleb, because he saw him, you know, he saw the reaction or the response he got from his teammates from what he did. And it was kind of like a reassurance type of thing, right? So anyways, back to Caleb scoring. He scored. Game is tied. We're good. Team keeps attacking. Caleb scores another goal. Boom. 2-1. All right. Now we're up. So second half starts. We're leading 2-1. And a foul gets committed on the other team inside the box. You know, so at this point, the ref awards the other team a penalty shot. You know, and for those who aren't, you know, familiar with soccer, the penalty shot is the equivalent to a free throw for basketball. And I can't even think about another sport that has something similar to this. But if you guys remember, throw it at me and I'll use it for my next reference. But anyways, it's basically going to be the offensive player for the other team versus our goalie one-on-one. That's it. So Caleb walks over to our goalie and starts talking to our goalie, Alexander. And I can see from a distance, he's just kind of talking to him. And I see the hand gestures where he's kind of telling him, like, hey, you know, just pick a side. Basically telling him, like, trust your instinct, man. Pick a side and go with it. You know, it is what it is. And again, just seeing him pump his teammate up, you know, and still that confidence that, hey, we got you. No matter what, we got your back. And, man, again, I can't help but smile, man. I'm a dad recording this on the sideline. I'm like, man, wow. I'm literally looking up at the sky telling God, wow. Thank you, God, for blessing me with this kid, man. Like, I can just see the leadership and this, that, like, oozing out of him. You know what I mean? Like, and I love it, man. Like, I think it's such a beautiful thing, you know, and to see it kind of showing at such a young age is just a great feeling. So anyways, Caleb walks away, comes out of the box, and the offensive player is getting ready to shoot his shot. Our goalie's jumping back and forth, you know, getting hyped up. And I literally, man, I don't know. I think that I did it jokingly, but now that it happened, I was just kind of like, wow. And I look up at this guy, and I'm telling God in my head, like, man, if our goalie blocks this, man, like, you're just giving me more reassurance, man, that my kid's got this talent or has got this gift that you gave him of leadership and impacting people. And I believe each and every one of us has this talent. But I think that some just have that ability to make that impact just that much more than others. And so, yeah, man. And like I said, I don't know if it's wrong of me that I told God this, because it was during a sporting event. But I told him that if this kid's able to block this goal, man, you're just giving me more reassurance, God. And, okay, so the offensive player shoots the ball. And guess what, man? Sure enough, this goalie blocks the shot, man. Our goalie, Alexander, he blocks the shot. And sidelines are up, man. Like, our parents are ecstatic. The boys are ecstatic. You know, like, he just blocked it. Now they're securing the lead still. You know, it's a great time. And I'm just looking at up at the sky, man, just smiling ear to ear, like, wow. You are an amazing God, man. Like, you, man. But like I said, man, my biggest takeaway here is just how proud I am of my son and those, to see that, you know, and again, at such a young age, him showing this and just, I admire, I don't know if this is just putting, some people could say like this is putting too much pressure on a kid when you say that, but this is just the honest truth of what, how I feel when I look at my son. And I tell him, man, like, I look up to you. I admire you, because at your age, I couldn't take some kind of concept like that, you know, because I'm saying like all the same things that I listen to, you know, the motivation, the self-development, helping build up, helping other people build up, you know, building your relationship with God, you know, and serving people, helping others, you know, I share with him because he sees it. He's the oldest one, so he's constantly watching me and listening to the same things that I listen to, and we're on the drive to school, on the drive to games, so he's there. And to see him putting all this to work at such a young age, it just tells me, like, man, this kid's going to be great. And obviously, as a parent, you expect your each and every one of your kids to be great and to make some special or big impact on the world eventually when they grow up. But I think more than anything, I'm just trying to talk about how grateful I am with God and for my wife, for, you know, helping bring such a beautiful heart, a beautiful mind into this world. And although he's not perfect, and just like all of us, none of us are perfect. We're all imperfect. We're all constantly learning. We're all constantly growing. But if my legacy is my kids, you know, and I think it's very important to teach them to be good people and to love others and to help guide others and to teach others, you know, like that's God's will for all of us, you know. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to share that, man. It was, like I said, a very, exciting weekend for all of us that we got to enjoy, watching him win, watching his team win. And, now we're getting ready for this other tournament coming up, and, you know, it's just fun times. I really think that, the sport in general, and it could be any sport, but in this specific sport, that's a team based and, you know, relying on other people to accomplish a one goal, is definitely good life lessons, you know, and I can see the benefits of, the benefit of him taking part in that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I just wanted to share that little moment, that message, and, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's just beautiful. I'm really just at a loss for words from this point for moving forward now, because I think I pretty much said what I wanted to. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. And I will be attempting to make these more frequently and passing these messages along. And yeah, have an awesome day, guys. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.